This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's president said on Tuesday at the United Nations General Assembly that Russia is not just using conventional weapons in its war against his country, it's weaponizing several other things around the world. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky says while there are global restrictions on weapons themselves,
there are no real restrictions on weaponization.
He tells the UN General Assembly Vladimir Putin's taking advantage, weaponizing everything from food prices.
The impact spans from the Atlantic coast of Africa to the Southeast Asia.
To energy.
Turning other countries' power plants into real dirty bombs.
Zelensky's warning to fellow leaders.
When hatred is weaponized against one nation, it never stops there.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
A Ukrainian governor says Russia launched a massive drone attack on the western city of Lviv, burning down a warehouse said to house humanitarian supplies and killing one man. Ukraine's Air Forces says it intercepted 27 of 30 Shahed drones. The drones that got through air defense systems sparked an inferno at the industrial storage facility, which was not used for military purposes. Azerbaijan sent troops backed by artillery strikes into Armenian-controlled Nagorno-Karabakh on Tuesday in an attempt to bring the breakaway region to heel by force, raising the threat of a new war with its neighbor Armenia. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called on Azerbaijan to halt its operation immediately, saying it was worsening an already dire humanitarian situation in Karabakh.